Among all the images that Jesus applies to himself in the Gospel of John, I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the light of the world. I am the true vine. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. It's probably the image that most people would resonate with. And we know from the catacombs and from other places that it was also an image that was used in early Christian iconography and imagery. There's a statue that we've found that dates from about 60, so only about 30 years after the death of Jesus. But whereas we've tended to take the image and I guess mix it in with Psalm 23, and so have used the image of the Good Shepherd as an image of comfort, an image of the shepherd with this cute fluffy little lamb. That image is actually of a shepherd really struggling to bring back a wounded large ram. One of the other things, of course, about sheep is that they tend to be rather smelly and rather stupid. So you kind of wonder, how appropriate is it to apply the image of sheep to the flock of God? I'll leave that to your own appropriation. One of the other things, though, is that we also tend to imagine this image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, in terms of a rather contained flock within a pen. And yet at the beginning of this chapter 10, Jesus is there actually leading the sheep out of the pen, taking them out into the wide and broad pastures. And of course, it's there that the role of the shepherd really comes into his own. It's there that the shepherd has to defend the sheep. We read back in 1 Samuel 17 the story of the young David, who of course was a shepherd as well. And there he tells stories of how he had to defend the sheep against wild bears, against lions. You know, it wasn't an image of someone just gently kind of wandering around playing with little cute fluffy sheep or lambs. It was this image of having to defend, even to the point of death. And so when Jesus says he has to lay down his life for his sheep, that was a reality. It was a reality of those times and a reality of what kind of strength the shepherd needed. But what is also at the heart of this whole experience is the sense of actually being led out of our comfort zone, away from the safety of the pen, into that broad land. You'll remember that when, back in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, when the Lord spoke to Moses, and he said that, "I have heard your cry. I have seen the oppression of my people. But I will act. I will bring liberation and free you from this and take you to a broad and wide land." That was the mission of Israel, to go and claim for the Lord and for his justice and for his sovereignty a land and a people, but not just for their own sake. And that tended to be where Israel began to go wrong, that they wouldn't go beyond the boundaries of their safety. They wouldn't move beyond that land that they thought the Lord had given them into the world beyond. Then the Lord, of course, today in our gospel, says that there are other sheep. There are others who haven't yet heard the voice of the Lord. And he has to be their shepherd as well, because there can only be one shepherd. There can only be one flock. And so the ministry of the Lord will be to go and share that gift with others as well. And when Israel failed to do that, when Israel failed to live up to the promises, the Lord gave that promise then to others, to Gentiles, to what became the Church of God. The challenge, the question for us, is have we simply taken refuge in the church for too long? Have we tended just to remain congregated in our little flocks, comfortable, content, happy enough, even in our little seats? It's one of the reasons I asked for the upstairs to be locked today, so that some people would have to move and sit in other places to allow that sense of being challenged to go to another place. The challenge is to go out from that little flock, to go out from the safety of this church and this pen, to know that the Good Shepherd leads us into places that are dark and dangerous, but He will be there to protect us. He will be there to give us all that we need. There's a great image, a great story that's told of St. Dominic. And he was on a pilgrimage, on a journey to Paris with Brother Bertrand. And they came across a group of German travellers. And Dominic became very frustrated because he couldn't speak German. And so he said to Brother Bertrand, "You know, pray that I will have the grace that I need to understand these people so that I can share the good news with them." It's interesting that St. Dominic doesn't pray, "Lord, give them the grace to understand me." He says, "Lord, give me the grace to understand them." Part of the challenge of going out of the pen, out of the comfort zone, is to begin to have that grace to understand the world, to understand those people that we're not used to dealing with, that we're not used to being a part of, that the Lord calls us and challenges us to go into those lands and to those people, to share His love and the gift of His life with those as well, to understand them, not in terms of our life, not in terms of our concepts and understandings and boundaries and the way that we have imagined the world to be. The challenge of the gospel in the 21st century is for the Christian churches to continue to understand the way that the world is now, the way that people are asking questions now, and to allow those questions to form us and to challenge us to bring that gift and that gospel to them in their way of understanding that. To know that the Lord will continue to go and seek ways to find all of His people, not just those who have answered now. And if we aren't faithful, if we don't go beyond the comfort zone of this church, if we don't take the gospel to those around us, then the Lord will find others who will. This is the great challenge for us to listen, to be shepherds, to be people who raise up among us leaders who will continue to challenge us and inspire us to go beyond the safety of this church, to find ways of bringing the gospel, the love of God, into the world beyond the walls.